好，今天我们呢，再次的来通过大卫的这个生命呢，我们来学习怎么样成为一个得胜者。
So once again, we're gonna learn through from King David, to see what kind of person that God wants us to become.
上次呢，我们讲了，就说大卫得胜的一个钥匙呢，第一个钥匙是他活在应许里面，是神的拣选。
So last time we talked about the reason why he was victorious because he's living in God's promise.
那今天呢，我们要讲，就是说，他是一个敬拜者，一个心诚和诚实的敬拜者，这也是他得胜的一个关键。
Today we are going to talk about that he is a worshipper who worships in spirit and in truth.
主若愿意，在以后的日子里面，我们会展开，就是大卫的生命呢，像故事一样，一章一章的把它展开呢，看看从他的经历里面学习，有哪一些特质，让我们学习成为得胜者。
So if the Lord allows us later on, we're gonna share chapter by chapter how King David's life is. 等一下，我孩子叫我。
Okay, so I translate. So how we can learn from David's life to become an overcomer, become a victor, victorious man or woman too. 那今天呢，我们继续来看看撒母耳记上第十六章。
Today we're going to share First Samuel chapter 6.
从上次停下的地方，我们继续读下去。
So we're gonna 等一下。We're gonna sorry, 我孩子在叫，等一下。
没事，就是today we continue. On the passage where we stopped the last time, 是这个十三节开始，十三节。
First Samuel 16, verse 13.
撒母耳就用脚里的膏油，在他弟兄中膏了他。从这日起，耶和华的灵就大大感动大卫，撒母耳起身回拉玛去了。耶和华的灵离开扫罗。Let's start from 13 until 23. 耶和华的灵离开扫罗，恶魔从耶和华那里来搅扰他。扫罗的臣仆对他说，现在有恶魔从神那里来搅扰你，我们的主可以吩咐面前的臣仆找一个善于弹琴的来，等神那里来的恶魔临到你身上的时候，使他用手弹琴就好了。扫罗对臣仆说，你们可以为我找一个善于弹琴的带到我这里来。其中有一个少年人说，我曾见波利恒人耶西的一个儿子善于弹琴，是大有勇敢的战士，说话何以，容貌俊美，耶和华也与他同在。于是扫罗差遣使者去见耶西，说，请你打发你放羊的儿子大卫到我这里来。耶西就把一个饼和一皮带酒并一只山羊羔都驮在驴上，交给他儿子大卫送与扫罗。大卫到了扫罗那里，就施礼在扫罗面前，扫罗甚喜爱他，他就做了扫罗拿兵器的人。扫罗差遣人去见耶西说，求你容大卫施礼在我面前，因为他在我眼前蒙了恩。从神那里来的恶魔临到扫罗身上的时候，大卫就拿琴用手而弹，扫罗便舒畅爽快，恶魔离开了他。那这是这个大卫故事里面的一小段。
So it's a short period of David's life.
但是这里面有很多很多的内容。
But it has a lot of details.
那第一个呢，你看这个图画的时候呢，看到这个扫罗王呢，就说他在宫里面，对吧？他需要一个人呢为他弹琴，为什么呢？圣灵离开了他，曾经呢是他是被搞魔的王，是圣灵搞魔，但是现在离开了。
So King Saul needs someone to worship, to play music for him because he has, the Holy Spirit has left him.
那他也是一个非常，其实那时候的王呢，以色列的第一个王，他是第一个王，非常简朴。为什么简朴呢？你看到就是说他跟他的民众的互动啊，还是一种乡村的一种互动的方式啊。
So, even though he was a king, he's the first king, in the Israelite history. So back then they lived a very simple life. You can read it from, his interaction with his people.
他对耶西呢就说，哎，求你容你的儿子大卫呢治理在我面前，因为在他在我眼前蒙了恩。
So he sent a messenger to Jesse, saying that, oh, send your son David to me because, I'm pleased with him.
啊，就说很尊重这个耶西，就跟他说，你能不能让你的儿子在我的面前来，来服侍我？是这样一种做法。
So he respected, Jesse and he asked him humbly saying that, okay, can you send your son to me? So that's what he did.
那耶西呢就给让他的儿子大卫呢带了几个饼，就是几个馒头吧，再装了一批的酒，完了以后呢，再驮上一只山羊羔放在驴上面，就送给大卫，送给扫罗。
So Jesse sent David along with some bread and some wine, and yeah, so he sent his son to David as to Saul.
啊，今天你如果去见这个，我 Trump 总统的时候，你带两个馒头，带一杯酒，不知道可以不可以
？Just imagine you are going to see President Trump today, and you only bring some bread and wine.
Anyway, 现在就是说这一个故事呢就展开，大家可能有很多的问题。
So now that's what how the story goes. You may have some questions.
那第一个问题呢，我曾经也问，怎么说这恶魔就从耶和华那边过来搅扰他呢
？So I
撒旦怎么从神那边过来搅扰他
？So I used to ask this question: How come the evil spirit that will come from God to Saul, an evil spirit. How come it comes from God?
那今天呢，就不回答大家这样一个问题。大家自己去喜欢学神学或者通读圣经呢，自己去研究。
But I'm not going to answer this question today. If you are into theology, you can go and learn yourself.
那但是有一点呢是真实的，就是说扫罗呢因着不顺服神呢，就是说圣灵离开了他，邪灵就来搅扰他。
But one thing is for sure that because Saul didn't obey what the Lord has said, so the Holy Spirit has left him and the evil spirit came upon him.
他怎么样不顺服神这一段呢，就是在这个前面的章节呢就会讲到扫罗。就大家可以仔细去看看。
You can read on the previous chapter 16. It talked about why he didn't obey the Lord.
基本上来讲呢，就是扫罗被神膏抹的时候呢，他大有能力，但是呢，他的情感、他的个人的想法、个人的荣誉，这个荣誉呢，远远超过神对他讲的话。
So at first, in the beginning, when God anointed King Saul, he was humble and he was mighty in front of the Lord. But later on, he's because of his own personality, he placed more value on his own honor than listening to the Lord.
所以呢，后来就越来越不顺服神。
So slowly he became disobedient to the Lord.
那不顺服神的一个结果呢，圣灵就离开了他，邪灵就来搅扰他。
So the result is that the Holy Spirit left him and an evil spirit came.
那其实我们在今天这个教会里面也会出现类似的情况。
Same as today in the now modern day churches, it's the same thing is going to happen.
那有一些基督徒受洗以后呢，就是落入试探啊，各种各样的事情呢，不顺服神呢，就邪灵就来搅扰他。
So people have became baptized with the Holy Spirit because they are disobedient to the Lord. Holy Spirit left and evil spirit came.
那至于说神学上讲，有人说是圣灵永远不会离开我们，有人说是暂时可以离开，这个我们也不去讨论。有兴趣搞神学的话，你去讨论。但是呢，确实看到一些现象，就是说基督徒呢，邪灵在搅扰他。
In theology, there are debates on whether the Holy Spirit is never going to leave a person, or someone will say, okay, Holy Spirit can temporarily leave a person, but we are not going to theology today. But we do see people, Christians, that have evil spirits that sometimes came and, you know, like disturb them.
其中很重要的一个原因呢，跟圣经里面这的写的一样，就是因着不顺服呢，就是说他不行在神的道路上面，他一直撒旦给撒旦留地步呢，撒旦就来攻击他，骚扰他，压制他。
So one of the reason why is because when you are disobedient to the Lord and you leave a gap for the Satan to come and to take his opportunity to harass you.
那这里呢就是说讲到的是扫罗，其实今天我们最主要的讲的是大卫。
So today it talks about just, King Saul, but today we're going to focus on King David.
那大卫呢就是被神拣选呢是要代替扫罗的，他有什么特质呢？
So David was chosen to replace Saul. So what is so special about him?
那这里呢就是看到第一个特质呢，就是说他是一个敬拜者，很会敬拜的人。
So first we can see that he is a worshipper. He knows how to worship.
哎，这里呢扫罗的宫里面呢有一圣知道这样一个秘诀，就是说当邪灵来的时候呢，找一个弹琴的来呢，用手弹琴给你听呢，你的恶魔就会离开，你就好一点，这个很有意思。
So in the temple of in the house of Saul, someone knows that if someone come and play the music, play a worship music, then the evil spirit can leave.
那事实上呢，今天的很多人也发现，音乐会给人带来很多的这个身心灵方面的医治。那特别是敬拜的音乐呢，会带下神的同在。
So nowadays, people know that music can bring healings to people, especially the worship music.
那所以呢，就说他们就找到了大卫。大卫是一个善于弹琴的人。
So they found David, someone who is so good at playing music.
那他一弹琴的时候呢，23节讲呢，从大卫就拿手弹琴了，扫罗便。舒畅爽快，恶魔就离开他。就是大卫一弹琴呢，扫罗身上的恶魔就离开了他。
So, verse 23 says, whenever David play his harp, and the evil spirit will leave Saul, and he will feel better.
感谢神啊！你的家里面如果有音乐家的话，日子太好过了。
So praise the Lord if someone is a musician in your house, then you are blessed.
但是呢，事情并不是那么简单。其实呢，在这个音乐敬拜的背后呢，大卫还有另外一些特质，在这个地方奠定了他一个成为一个敬拜者的一个基础。
But it's not as simple as that. Behind being able to play music, there are some aspect of David that determines him to be a true worshipper.
就说。大卫这样弹琴的时候，蛮有神的同在，能够驱赶恶魔。就是，他其中有一些，就是说，他成为一个得胜者的特质。他是一个得胜者。
So he is able to play music, and the evil spirit will leave. One of the characteristics is that he is a overcomer.
那十八节就是一个关键。
Verse 18 is one of the key verses.
扫罗面前其中一个少年人呢就说什么呢，我曾见伯利恒人耶西的一个儿子上谕弹琴，是大有勇士的战士，说话何以容貌俊美，耶和华也与他同在。
So in verse 18 it said, the servant said, I have seen the son of Jesse in Bethlehem who knows how to play a harp. So he's a brave man and a warrior and speaks well and is a fine looking man and the Lord is with him.
那这个少年人是谁没有仔细讲，但是呢那时候大卫也是一个少年人，就是 teenager， 所以呢他们可能认识啊，就来介绍。
So we do not know much about the young servant, but we know that David was a young man, probably a teenager. So maybe they know each other.
所以他讲了这个耶西的儿子大卫呢有一些特质。啊，也就是说他不仅仅是一个堂情的人。当时以色列人我相信堂情好的人很多。啊，不是说只要一个堂情的人。
So the servant mentioned some characteristic of David. So not only he knows how to play harp, I believe that a lot of people knows how to play harp in back then.
你知道那个以色列人啊，给摩西建会幕的时候啊，他的能工巧匠多得不得了，带领敬拜、唱歌、各种乐器的人多得不得了。啊，这个我相信大卫不是一个最突出的一个。
So when Moses was building the tabernacles, so we know that a lot of skilled workers were working there, and a lot of musicians were there to play to worship the Lord. So I believe that David wasn't the only one knows how to play a harp back then.
那事实上他只是一个放羊的孩子，他就是跟着羊群自己做一把竖琴，在那里弹啊弹啊弹啊，是这样的。
He is just a young shepherd, so what he did was just to bring his harp and then play music while he's shepherding his sheep.
从现代人的标准来讲呢，其实大卫也没有什么文化，就是一个放羊的人。
So from nowadays standard, he is no one special. He is just a shepherd.
那正因为如此呢，他在圣经里面说他是一个无论往哪里去，耶和华都让他得胜，那就更奇怪了。
But in the Bible says, no matter where he goes, the Lord will make him victorious. So it's strange.
因为他不是一个真正有学问的人。
He is not someone intelligent.
那我们中国历史上有诸葛亮、司马懿什么？三国时期的这个周瑜啊，那好多能人。
So in the Chinese history, we have Zhuge Liang and all these people. They are all very talented, very intellectual people.
但是大卫只是一个放羊的人。
And yet David is just a young shepherd.
那他成为一个得胜者的秘诀呢，在哪里呢？
So what's the key for him to become a overcomer?
这个年轻人对他的一个观察呢，写在圣经里面，这一个是非常重要的一个对大卫的描述。
So what the servant has described, David is a very accurate description of David.
当然，他有更多的特质，以后我们会讲。但是这一些呢，是他一开始就是说能够来表现出来的一些特质。
So he has more facet in his personality, but in the beginning period, so this is what he appears to be.
那这里这个少年人呢讲说，第一个他善于弹琴。
So first of all, he knows he is good at playing harp.
啊，这是他的一个特质。
So this is one of his characteristic.
那你一听你说今天我完了，我也不会弹琴了，都会不怎么敬拜的。
So you may say, oh, okay, I can play. I
don't know how to worship. So, but indeed,
to become a worshiper, not only you have to know how to play music, but you have to play and to worship in spirit and in truth.
当你愿意敬拜的时候，真正想敬拜的时候，你就用各种方式来敬拜。
So when you are really want to worship, then you can worship in all different ways.
我记得我刚信主的时候呢，就是在教会里面唱歌声音非常非常大，因为就是敬拜，就想敬拜。
So I remember when I first became a Christian, so when I worship in the church, I was singing so loudly because I just wanted to worship.
结果一个长老对我不满，当面就给我讲我。唱这个太糟糕，拉人走掉。
But one of the elders was not happy with me, and then told me that I shouldn't sing like that because I lead others away out of tune.
我说是吗
？I say is that right?
我看看是的。
And I thought about it. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
因为一开始我觉得我唱歌是最好听的，后来真正想一下，我唱歌是最难听的。
So at first I thought I am one of the best singers in the church, but later on I found out, I mean, I realized that I was not.
所以后来呢，我就那时候带一个这叫做随身听啊，那个放磁带的，带在身上。我住在河边，我一边在河边散步跳舞，一边唱歌，谁只有声听见，别人都听不见，都叫不着调。
So later on, I bring my Walkman, and I used to live nearby a river, so I would bring my Walkman to the riverside, and I would sing and dance to the music to myself and to the Lord. So because no one hears what I sing, so even if I'm out of tune, that is okay.
事实上，我非常清楚神和我同在。
And very clearly, I knew that the Lord was with me.
在中国一些家庭教会也是一样，我们某堂的戴牧师在那边去探访一些教会，他发现他们的敬拜好多时候真的是五音不全啊，放个破录音机，但是呢，神的同在很强，神迹其实常常随着。
So same as in the house churches in China, so our pastor David Damian was saying that he went to the house churches, they were not able to worship properly. They were just playing some music on the CDs, and they were just worship along with them. And their music is out of tune. But still, the miracles happens in their church.
那所以呢，最主要的就是我们一个敬拜的心啊。有这个心的时候，我们就想办法去敬拜，包括乐器的敬拜、唱歌的敬拜。
So this is really about your heart. When you willing to worship, then you can just worship in different ways, in your voice and in different instruments.
对，当然你也可能会淘起一些乐器来，就开始敬拜。
Yeah, you can probably start learning some kind of instrument and worshiping.
当然，你如果有这种原来就有这种这个才能，有这种这个乐器的才能呢，那就更好。
And if you already know how to play some kind of instrument, that's even better.
当然我相信像大卫一样呢，他一开始也没有，但是喜欢呢就越来越好，越来越好。
So I believe same as David, probably he didn't know how to play, but later on he practiced and practiced and became better.
所以神也会带领我们呢去这样做，就是最后越来越好，越来越好。
So the Lord is going to lead us in the same way, we will get better and better.
这是第一点，就是上欲堂琴，就是愿意敬拜。
So that's the first point, that someone who knows how to play, he knows how to play and he's good at worshiping.
那第二点呢，是大有勇敢的仗士。
Second point is that he's a brave man and a warrior.
他其实原文里面呢分成两个，就是说是一个非常勇敢的人，也是一个仗士。
So in the original text, it's saying that he is two different aspects, brave man and a warrior.
哎，所以第一个呢，他是一个勇敢的人，这个非常重要。
First of all, he is a brave man.
一个神的灵在人的时候，要成为一个勇敢的人。
So when a spirit comes upon a person, he became a brave man.
啊，也是一个战士啊。
And also as well as being a warrior.
哎，
牧师，不好意思，打断一下，那个谁 ，Tamara 他们都走了，我现在先停一下嘛，这样快一些吧。
OK， 好的。
嗯，好。
好的 ，So， 第三点呢，就是说讲到呢，就说话何以？这个说话何以呢？就说原文里面的意思呢，就是说我查考了一下，就是说他很会处理事情，他会很理解别人。善解人意，为别人考虑，而且很有洞察力。处理事情呢，很有智慧，而且很精慎，啊，很精慎。就是说他在做事说话的时候呢，很有分寸。那这一点呢，加上大有勇敢的，大有勇敢的一个仗势呢，这两个在一起就成为一个得胜者。那有人呢是大有勇敢，但是呢说话不合意，也不能得胜。有人呢是说话合意，但是呢没有勇敢的心，也不能得胜。那这两个加在一起呢，就成为一个得胜者。讲到这个说话合意，就说今天呢，其实很多的问题，家庭的矛盾啊，夫妻的矛盾啊，还有这个各种人际关系的矛盾，都处在说话不合意，
牧师稍等一下，那个泰雅回来了。
哦、OK. So a lot of family issues happens because the way that we speak to others.
那在上个世纪有一个婚姻辅导专家叫戴维德·麦斯，他说了一句话。
So in the last century, a marriage counselor named David Mace, this is what he said.
他说呢，没有不良的婚姻，只有不良的沟通。
He said there's none of the marriage, So marriage wouldn't work because the way the communication breaks down.
You can say it's there's no bad marriage, only bad communication.
Yes.
所以呢，就是说，他呢，他是原来是一个牧师，后来就做婚姻辅导，最后训练了2000个婚姻辅导的专家。
So he was a pastor. Later, he became a marriage counselor. And he trained about 2,000 people who are counseling marriages.
所以他是一个非常被人尊敬的人。他总结出来呢，就是婚姻的问题在于沟通。
So he's very good at marriage counseling, and this is what he has concluded that a good marriage really depends on good communication.
所以就是沟通呢，就是说话合意不合意。
So communication meaning that whether a person can speak well or not.
那这个好多时候我们说的话听起来都是对的，但是呢不合意。
A lot of times when we say something, it may seem right, but it's not well said.
那当我们真正在这方面成熟的时候呢，就说话要合意。
So when we became mature, we can become a person that can speak well.
那说话合意是什么意思呢
？So what does it mean to speak well？
我想表达最好的是《天路历程》的作者邦阳，他在他老年的时候表达写了一本书，他说一个成熟的人呢，就是懂得在合适的时候、合适的场合说正确的话。
So the author of a book.天路历程 A journey to the heaven. He said something in his old age. He said, "A good communication is when you said the right thing at the right time."
就是对说一个人成熟的时候呢，就是 say the right thing at the right time, right occasion.
So to become a mature person is to speak at the right time at theYeah, at the right time and the right place.
那好多人呢，就是我们说话是正确的，但是不在正确的时候。
So a lot of time, when they speak, even though they speak correctly, but they did not speak in the right occasion.
那就像我们说这个中国有句话叫做，这个不是这样，对，等一会再讲。有的人说话呢，不在正确的时候。
So sometimes people cannot speak at the right time.
就像中国有句话，这个火上浇油，火上浇油呢，就是说说话呢，就说话的时候不对，对吧？那个人刚很生气，结果你加了一句话呢，让他更生气，就叫火上浇油。
So one of the Chinese saying is to put oils on a blazing fire, meaning that if someone is already very angry and you said something at the wrong time, he will become more angry.
那反过来讲说话何以呢？就是说在这种情况下，你要知道你不能说你认为对的那句话。
So when we say speaks well, meaning that at this time, you shouldn't say something at this moment.
Even you do think it's right.
Yeah, even you do think it's right, but don't say this at this moment.
那说在正确的场合呢，就说比如要找说对场合，在这个场合要对，说正确的话场合要对。
So when you want to say something at the right time, you have to also say in the right occasion.
比如说你说你的孩子很懒惰呢，你跟他单独说呢。和你在他的同学面前说呢，那个效果是完全不一样。
For example, if you want to say something about your son or your children being lazy, if you say with him in private, the result will be better than you say it in front of his friends.
那所以我们说话的场合要对。
So, so what we say in the right occasion is very important.
那这个大卫呢，就是说，他说这个人说他说话何以，这是非常重要的。
So this young servant describe him as a person that speaks well.
那你想想，扫罗这时候被邪灵来搅扰，你如果说话又不合宜的话，你会有什么样的好果子吃吗？
Just imagine that King Saul has this evil spirit comes to him, and if you do not know how to speak well, what will happen to you?
那事实上呢，就是说，大卫这样说话何以？他的朋友介绍给扫罗，但是后来的日子里面呢，他的日子非常难过。为什么？因为扫罗的魔性很重。
So, when David, even though he speaks well, was introduced to King Saul, but yet the days that he was with King Saul was quite difficult because, Saul was possessed by this evil spirit.
那说话何以很重要，但不是说你就解决了所有的问题。但是呢，让我们会成为一个胜过自己的人。
So being able to well spoken will not save you from anything, but it can like helps you in a lot of ways.
因为我们得胜最主要的是在于胜过我们自己非常重要。
Because to become a victorious, being able to overcome our own self is very is a key thing. It's important.
这个有一个传道人叫塞萨卡斯托罗诺斯，是这个基十二的创始人。他就说了一句话，他说一个人能够胜过自己，他就赢得了全世界。
So, one of the founder of G12, he said that if someone can be, victorious over themselves, then they are overcomers.
事实上就是说，你如果能够胜过自己的话，你在这些东西之上，别的事情上上下下，是多了少了，有人把你的东西拿走了还是给你了，它不影响。
So what he said is that if you are able to overcome yourselves, then other things that whatever happens and outside of someone give you something or take you something away from you, it wouldn't matter that much.
所以呢，就是说，不是说说话合宜你就一切都顺利，而是说你会最尽大可能的做好事情，也成为一个得胜者。
So being a well-spoken will not help you in every aspect, but it can help you to be a victorious. Help you to be smooth in a lot of ways.
现在大卫是一个说话合宜的人，在服侍能够服侍扫罗，但是呢，还是被扫罗来追杀。后来的日子里
，So even though David was well spoken, but still in his latter days, Saul was coming after him to want to take his life.
那我们的主耶稣是不是一个说话合宜的人呢？当然他是，他应该是我们最好的榜样。
So is Jesus a well-spoken person? Of course he is. He's one of he's the best examples for our lives.
他在地上的时候是不是所有的人都听他讲话呢？不是这样。
But while he was on earth, does everyone listen to him? But it wasn't the case.
但人还是要逼迫他，还要把他钉在十字架上。
So people persecuted him and put him on the cross.
所以今天您和我说话何以呢？这是我们里面的一个素质，要我们自己成为一个得胜者。
So for us to be able to be well-spoken is some good characters that we need to build for ourselves so that we can become an overcomer.
就像大卫和我们的主耶稣一样，即使被人逼迫，他还是一个得胜者。
Same as David and Jesus Christ.Even other people persecuted them, still they are overcomers.
那所以呢，就是我们说话可以加上大有云刚，这是一个这样的是非常好的一个 combination。
So being able to speak well and being brave is a very very good combination.
还有一点呢，最后一点说是说他容貌俊美。
And also it is mentioned that he is a fine looking man.
哎，我看到这个我就发现这个。五点里面有三点我都站不住，又不会弹琴，容貌也不俊美，那怎么办
？So when I read about this, the five key things about David, I two of them I couldn't achieve because I am not worshipper and I'm not that good looking.
那其实这个容貌俊美呢，就是那他长相好，很好，也讨人喜爱，对不对？
So he was fine looking and he's pleased in many people's eyes.
其实更重要的呢，就是我查考了一下这个原文呢，我想找出一些别的意思来。
So I dig into the Old Test and want to see the root of that meaning, root of the fine looking in the original text.
其实查考了半天呢，这个容貌俊美就是说他长得很帅。没有别的意思。
So what I found is that fine looking just means that he was handsome. That's all, nothing else.
但是不是说我们就没希望了，对不对？我们这些长得不帅的人就没希望了，其实还是有希望的。
Doesn't mean we, those people who have not that good looking will lose hope.
可不是要去整容呢？还是吃健康食品呢？
Should we go to get some... so aesthetic operation on our face, or maybe some kind of good food or nutrition that helps us look better.
这个隆鼻子可以，对不对？或者治头发也可以。但是这个身材短的话，不能把小腿截了以后再加一段，比较麻烦。
So you may have a nose job or other stuff done to your hair, but if you are sure you cannot break your legs and install another portion of bones to make you taller, right?
所以呢，女生如果要去要美一点呢，比较容易。男生呢，这个就比较麻烦。
So for girls, maybe easier for you guys to become beautiful, but it is harder for a guy to become handsome, a better looking.
对，我们的小腿截了以后，再安一个假腿，那就完蛋了。
If we break our leg to put some extra bones to make us look taller, then it's a big problem.
所以像今天的话，我跟我儿子走在一起，所有人说，哦，你的儿子跟你长得特像，就是有一点不像，他比你帅很多。
Nowadays, I walk with my son, and people say, oh, you guys look alike. But one thing that is not is that he is much better looking than you.
他一米八六，我一米六八。
He's a 1.86 meters tall, but I am
现在一米七八。所以呢，就是这是开开玩笑啊。那其实事实上呢，就是说我们有办法。什么办法呢？就是圣灵在我们的里面。
But I'm just making a joke about it. But still, we have ways. The way is to let the Holy Spirit dwell in us.
你发现好多人信主以后呢，常常服侍主呢，他真的变得越来越帅，越来越美，越来越有信心在他的里面。
So we have seen people that after they became a Christian, when they serve the Lord, and they will become better looking because the Holy Spirit dwells in them.
因着人的一个喜乐和爱，和他的这个那些各种的好的东西出来呢，在脸上也能表现出来。
Because the joy and the love that is inside a person, that it shows, it radiance on your face.
就讲一个故事。我在 Montreal 的时候，在一个教会呢，看到一个女孩子。一开始看到呢，我觉得这个人，她的事实上，她可能，她的容貌是有些缺陷，不是说仅仅是丑，是有些缺陷。
So while I was in Montreal and I met this girl. She's not ugly, but she has some kind of defect. No, what's the other word? So some kind of on her face.
所以你一开始见到她可能会怕她。
So when you first see her, you might be kind of scared to look at her.
但是后来呢，你跟她谈话的时候呢，你发现她真的是很美。
But when you actually talk to her, you will find out that she is actually very beautiful.
啊，你真的是发现就是她里面的这个美啊，就是她会散发出来。
Because her inner beauty can be shown on the outside.
那这样就是说，你会发现人也愿意亲近她，愿意跟她一起共事。
And you will see that people wanted to be hang out with her and wanted to work with her.
所以这个是我们可以通过神的灵在我们的里面呢，也是可以，达到某种程度上的进步。
So, through the Spirit of the Lord, we can become a better selves.
那最后讲了一句话呢，这个少年人介绍到大卫的话呢，讲了最后一点，他说：“耶和华也与他同在。”
So when we talk about King David, the servant also added something at the end.Saying that the Lord is with him.
那这个是最特别的一点，就是说别人都看到耶和华和他同在。
So it's very special because everybody sees that the Lord is with him.
那他具备了这样一个服侍扫罗的条件。
So these are the key points for him to be able to serve Saul.
那这个条件呢？就说第一个善于敬拜，第二个大有勇敢，第三个说话合宜，第四个容貌俊美，第五个耶和华同在。
So first is that he knows how to play music. Second, he's a brave man. And third, he's a warrior. And fourth, he spoke well. And he's a fine-looking man. And the last point being, he's the Lord is with him.
那总体来讲呢，就是说他是一个从里到外的一个敬拜者。
So to sum up, he is a true worshipper, from outside and inside.
这些素质呢，预备他以后来面对扫罗，面对扫罗的逼迫，而且要真正训练他成为一个后来的以色列的王。
So all of his aspect characteristics helped him so that he was able to escape from Saul's persecution.And also helped shape him to become the king of Israel.
好，我今天讲到呢，就讲到这里。完了以后呢，我们就祷告灵升舱，升舱完了以后，大家有些分享。
So I'm going to end my message here. So we'll pray first, and later on we're going to have a communion together.
好，我们一起来祷告。祷告完了以后，我们就来听这个我们弟兄姐妹的分享，好吧？
So we'll pray first and later on we will share with our brothers and sisters.
主啊，我们感谢你，主啊，你把大卫的故事写在圣经里面，成为神的话语，是要来教导我们。
Lord, we thank you that you have wrote the story of David in the Bible so that it's here to help us, to teach us, so that we can become someone like him.
你要让我们预备我们成为一个得胜者。
You are helping us to prepare us to become an overcomer.
去成为一个得胜者，面对扫罗这样的人，面对世界上的人。
So that we can become an overcomer to face people like Saul and to face other peoples in the world.
面对将来要来的一切的挑战。
So that we can face the challenges that are going to come in our lives.
所以主啊，愿你今天的话语种在我们的心里面，来让我们的灵来刚强起来。
So may your words planted in us so that our spirit can be strengthened.
让我们成为一个真正的敬拜者。
So that we can become a true worshipper.
让我们成为一个勇敢的人，也是一个战士。
So that we can become a brave man and a warrior.
也成为一个能够说话合宜的人。
And we can also become a person who can, who speaks well.
也成为一个是有你的荣美在我们里面，能够吸引别人的人。
So we can also have a radiance of appearance that radiates your love, so that we can be pleasing to others.
最重要的是有你的同在。
Most important of all is that we will have your presence with us.
谢谢你今天我们借着圣餐主啊来我们纪念你为我们受死受苦。
So through the communions, we will remember you for what you have suffered for us.
啊，都是因着你的宝血，今天我们能够站在这里。
Because of precious blood, so that we can stand before you today.
成为你的儿女。
Become your children.
我们下面的时间也交在你的手上。
So we give our following times to you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.